tonight, a shocking fatal mistake. An elderly woman shot to death by a police officer while playing an intruder during an academy drill. Why did the gun contain a live round? Tonight, a grief-stricken family and an investigation into a horrific accident. Trump defiant, strongly denying he was trying to incite violence by suggesting, quote, Second Amendment people could act against Hillary Clinton. As tonight, Clinton deals with a new email controversy. And late today, high drama at Trump Tower. Police converge on the scene as a man suddenly scales the building. Nightly news begins right now.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, reporting tonight from the Olympic Summer Games in Rio.
Good evening from Olympic Park in Baja. Americans here with a good chance to increase their medal count tonight. More on the Olympic Games in just a moment. But let's begin with what police in Florida are calling an unimaginable accident. The fatal shooting of a civilian volunteer as she took part in a Citizens Police Academy training drill. The 73-year-old woman seen in these photos at the drill moments before she was killed when real bullets were somehow fired in what was supposed to be a demonstration. How does something like that happen? Kerry Sanders tonight from Punta Gorda, Florida, with late details.
73-year-old Mary Knowlton, a retired librarian, married 55 years to her husband, Gary. Just moments after these photos of Mary were taken at a police community event they attended on Tuesday, Gary witnessed in disbelief as this Punta Gorda, Florida police officer, dressed as a criminal during a role-playing exercise, shot Gary's wife first in the shoulder and then a second fatal shot to her chest. Mary's son, Steve, describes what his father saw.
It was surreal. He just said, at first we thought she just fell down, and then they turned her over, and that's when they saw the bullet holes. Total pandemonium. They were just trying to do CPR and keep her alive.
By all accounts, it was a tragic accident. The police revolver was not supposed to have live ammunition. 35 residents had gathered at the public safety complex for a Citizens Academy class much like this one.
Get your hands up!
Demonstrating a shoot, don't shoot scenario. Mary was cast as a cop. Witnesses say chaos ensued after the real officer playing the bad guy aimed a loaded revolver at her and fired.
I know that when she hit the ground, I looked over at the police chief and saw the anxiety and panic and horror in his face, and that's when I knew this was serious.
Tonight, the officer Lee Cole, a 2-year veteran of the force, is on paid administrative leave. Earlier this year, controversy surrounded Officer Cole after a man sued the city and the police department, claiming Cole and his canine, seen in this video, went too far during a traffic stop arrest. Mary's son says his mother attended last night's event partly to show her support for the local police, like Officer Cole.
We forgive you. I know my mom forgives you. And nobody means for this to happen. Nobody.
Tonight, everyone who witnessed the shooting is being offered grief counseling, including the officer who fired the fatal shots. A state investigation is now underway to determine how bullets instead of blanks wound up in that pistol. Lester?
So hard to imagine how it happened. Kerry Sanders tonight in Florida. Thank you. Let's turn now to Rio. A little wet weather not dampening the mood after another golden performance day for Team USA. Before adding to the medal count today, it was a historic night in the pool. The biggest stars, Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky, both solidifying their spots in Olympic history. Phelps already the most decorated Olympian of all time, and both are back in the water tonight. NBC's Miguel Almaguer has all the latest action for us.
Today on the road, the gold rush continues for Team USA.
That's a gold medal for Kristen Armstrong.
Kristen Armstrong, the time trial, her third consecutive win.
This third one, by far, was the hardest journey.
On the beach, the games went on in the rain, but in the water, conditions too windy, rowing postponed for the day. For all the concern over Rio's water in the bay, it was the pools that looked like a swamp. After Chinese divers dove for gold in water that was green, today the chemical balance blamed for another murky pool. Olympic organizers say it's safe. Ranked number one, Serena Williams was bounced out by number 20, the queen of the court, out in a stunner. But the so-called final five, twisting, turning, vaulting to goal.
It's so amazing, especially to share it with all these girls. They're like my older sisters. It's kind of like I won a gold medal with my family.
Looks like she's going to win another Olympic gold, and she does.
For Katie Ledecky, it's back to the top. Gold in the 200, gold in the 400, and now a favorite to win the 800-meter free. For Michael Phelps, redemption in the 200-meter butterfly.
Michael Phelps is going to do it again!
A win after losing to rival Chad Leclos in London.
There was so much emotion and so much build-up for that race over the last 4 years. I don't want to say revenge, but that's kind of what it was.
The nightcap was a victory lap for Phelps and his team. Gold in the 4x200 relay, the 21st of his career. A moment in history, one his son won't remember, but one this father will never forget.
Tonight, Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte will be swimming in semifinals event. There will also be some gold medal events, so a busy night in the Aquatic Center. Meantime, their security has been stepped up around this area. Lester, a media van was hit with some rocks. Some people were injured. They're okay tonight, but of course, police are urging people to be cautious as they leave these beautiful venues.
All right, Miguel Almaguer, thank you very much. And after 5 days of competition, we want to take a quick look at the leaderboard. Team USA continuing to hold the top spot. During the day, it was leading in both gold medals with 10 and total medals with 28. Running in second place at the moment, China with 20 total medals so far. And behind that, Japan winning 17 medals overall. To presidential politics now. Donald Trump was out on the campaign trail today, as was Hillary Clinton, the day after Trump sparked an uproar with comments suggesting, quote, Second Amendment people could act against Hillary Clinton. Trump is now defending those comments, and Clinton herself is weighing in for the first time as she faces a new email controversy. We have it all covered, starting with NBC's Katie Turr. Katie, good evening.
Hey there, Lester. As you said, Donald Trump is on defense. A report out today, the Secret Service spoke to him about those comments, both Trump and U.S. officials denying that. But those words are not going away. 89 days until the election, and Donald Trump isn't making life easy for himself, forced to clarify his own words again, denying he was inciting physical harm against Hillary Clinton.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Tonight saying he was talking about votes, not violence.
You look at the power they have in terms of votes, and that's what I was referring to. Obviously, that's what I was referring to, and everybody knows it.
The campaign took to the airwaves to push back.
With a crowd like that, if that's what they thought he meant, they'd have gone wild.
Trump saying he does not incite violence, but he's hardly condemned it.
Knock the crap out of him, would you?
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Try not to hurt him. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry.
The audience hit back, and that's what we need a little bit more of.
Voters growing weary and gaps in battleground polling only widening. A new NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll showing college-educated whites are moving overwhelmingly to Clinton in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, where Clinton argued today Trump's words matter.
Yesterday, we witnessed the latest in a long line of casual comments from Donald Trump that cross the line.
Tonight, the GOP is in a bind. Stick by a flailing candidate or cut him off by redirecting funding to Senate seats.
Cutting loose your presidential nominee, he can cause an awful lot more damage, sort of as a free agent, untethered from the RNC.
Katie Turr, NBC News, Sunrise, Florida.
I'm Kristen Welker in Iowa, where Hillary Clinton is looking to cut into Donald Trump's turf, working class voters.
Friends, don't let friends vote for Trump.
But tonight, facing new controversy, State Department emails obtained by a conservative advocacy group raising fresh questions about the relationship between the Clinton Family Foundation and Secretary Clinton's State Department. One dated 2009, a Clinton Foundation executive emailed Secretary Clinton's top advisors, Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, requesting they set up a meeting between a billionaire donor and the U.S. ambassador to Lebanon. This is very important, he said. Critics have pounced on foreign donations to the foundation, questioning whether that bought donors access to the State Department.
It's called pay for play.
Last year, Bill Clinton defending the foundation to Cynthia McFadden.
We have never done anything
knowingly inappropriate in terms of taking money to influence any kind of American government policy.
Tonight, the Clinton campaign telling NBC News these new emails don't relate to the foundation's work, and they say the donor never met with the ambassador. The campaign also on defense tonight about why the father of the Orlando nightclub shooter was seated behind Clinton at an Orlando rally.
He is a very, very radical Islamic extremist. What's drawing him to Hillary Clinton?
The campaign saying Clinton disavows the man's views and his support.
Behind the scenes, a lot of Clinton advisors know these are the kind of controversies that can put the spotlight back on Hillary Clinton and away from Donald Trump.
And the Clinton campaign is trying to keep the spotlight on Donald Trump today, announcing a new initiative aimed at courting Republican and independent voters. Secretary Clinton even writing an op-ed in Deep Red, Utah. In it, she cites Mitt Romney, the former Republican nominee and frequent Trump critic. Lester.
Kristen Welker in Iowa tonight, thank you. There is a jaw-dropping spectacle capturing the nation's attention this evening, a man scaling Trump Tower in New York using suction cups, with many watching it play out on live television. Police on the scene breaking windows to try and corral him inside. Rahima Ellis is there for us. Rahima, what can you tell us?
Lester, I can tell you just moments ago that man was corralled inside a window of Trump Tower by members of the emergency service unit. I know we've got some pictures to show you. They are members of the emergency servant unit who are called the Navy SEAL of the NYPD. This man, whose name is unknown and his motive is unclear, he got about a third of the way of the 60 stories of Trump Tower, captivating law enforcement authorities earlier this afternoon and mesmerizing people on the city of New York for hours, also snarling traffic in the area. Authorities had tried to bring him inside the building when he was around the 16th floor, but he evaded authorities by moving from one side of the building to another. They broke out windows of the building. They even saw that he tried to get through the duct authorities, but again, he was able to be commandeered and brought into the building just moments ago. Lester?
Glad it ended safely. Rahima, thank you. High anxiety in New York. A scathing new report out tonight from the Justice Department says police in Baltimore have lost the trust of the community, and they say it's because of a history of racial discrimination in how the law is enforced. The city is now responding, and our justice correspondent Pete Williams has details.
Launched in the aftermath of community outrage over Freddie Gray's death in police custody, the civil rights investigation found that officers in the Baltimore Police Department, BPD, routinely stop, search, and arrest African-American residents for no good reason.
These violations have deeply eroded the mutual trust between BPD and the community it serves, trust that is essential to effective policing as well as to officer and public safety.
Over the past 5 years, police have stopped over 300,000 pedestrians in African-American neighborhoods on little or no suspicion of lawbreaking, often frisking them, even strip-searching some in public. One man in his mid-50s was stopped 30 times, but never given so much as a ticket. This man says he tried hard to avoid interacting with police.
But despite that, you know, had at least a couple dozen instances with law enforcement that I'm pretty sure were just predicated on the fact that, you know, I'm a young black man.
And the report says police too often resort to excessive force, even when there's no danger to officers or others. The mayor, who asked for the civil rights investigation, says it will help lead to reforms.
I believe transparency is the only true foundation upon which we can rebuild community trust.
City officials say it could cost up to $10 million a year to change the way police are trained, equipped, and supervised, but they say they are willing to make the changes this blistering report calls for. Pete Williams, NBC News, Baltimore.
We're back in a moment with a new treat from the Girl Scouts. In happier news, a sweet surprise unveiled by the Girl Scouts today that'll leave you wanting s'more. It's the brand new flavor in their irresistible line of cookies. Two varieties of s'mores cookies coming to a doorstep near you next door. Next year, I should say. Up next, 21 gold medals and counting, how we've watched Michael Phelps grow through the years. We'll be back. finally, he is arguably the biggest star here in Rio. Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian ever. Through five Olympics, America has watched him grow and change into a dominant athlete whose, think about this, achievements may never be topped. NBC's Peter Alexander with a look at his remarkable journey.
In a sport that's unforgiving, Michael Phelps has become unforgettable.
Michael Phelps' resume gets even more incredible on this night in Rio.
Far from that 15-year-old who first stepped onto the blocks in Sydney and in Athens only dreamed of dominance.
I have a potential to hopefully get an Olympic gold medal.
Phelps, at 31, just became the oldest swimmer to win an individual Olympic gold. One of 25 medals around his neck, 21 gold. He's been growing that collection for more than a decade and remarkably keeping pace with his younger self. Phelps' 200-meter butterfly win last night only about a second behind his time 8 years ago. And consider this, one of Phelps' teammates sharing the podium with him last night was just three when the icon made his Olympic debut.
It's just incredible. It's
tell us how you really feel.
It's hard. it's so hard for me to put into words.
With a legacy built on speed, Phelps now relies on power over endurance, focusing on shorter races and acknowledgement his recovery time is longer than it once was.
At 31, it's going to take longer to do that.
From his days as a young boy with ADHD, life in the pool has often been easier than out of it. Between unprecedented performances in Beijing and London and Rio, Americans watch Phelps repeatedly stumble in the spotlight.
It's like you have 4 years to build up and you're at this peak and then you just kind of roll down the hill.
Those dizzying heights giving way to depression and unflattering headlines. But every time, Phelps came back stronger. As memorable as his victories here in Rio, the heartfelt celebrations that follow. Phelps, now a father, greeting his son.
I wanted to be with him more. So being able to share that one moment that I had with him, definitely something very special.
Delivering a statement about staying power as an athlete and maturity as a man. Peter Alexander, NBC News, Rio.
We are watching history here. That is going to do it for us on this Wednesday. A reminder, NBC primetime Olympic coverage begins at 8, 7 Central. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night from Rio.